This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Comcast's proposed $45 billion merger with Time Warner Cable has raised concerns in Washington about the possibility of a cable monopoly. It's also raised a lot of lobbying power. Comcast is said to be putting together one of the biggest armies of lobbyists ever seen in the country's capital. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein takes a look.
There's a simple way you could describe Comcast's strategy. Have an unlimited budget, then exceed it. The Sunlight Foundation's Bill Allison says the nation's capital eats it up.
You know, Washington is the kind of girl that always falls for the dozen flowers sent three or four times a day.
By the looks of it, Comcast got all the floors on speed dial. According to the Center for Responsive Politics, the company spent nearly $20 million lobbying the federal government last year, putting it in the top 10, and it's on track to be there again this year. Former FCC Chief of Staff Blair Levin says this is less about influencing Congress than convincing regulators and Comcast competitors this is a done deal.
Because if you have the impression that this deal is going to go through and everybody is rearranging their lives, it's much harder for a government to act in a way that upsets those expectations.
Levin says there is something of a firewall. Regulators at the Department of Justice are historically immune to lobbying campaigns, regardless of size. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.